From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the archive of naturalist Rebecca Lexa. As the weather cools, local wildlife prepare for the winter ahead. This includes foraging for as much food as they can. Some, like Douglas squirrels, hoard food away in larders that they can visit later. Others, such as black bears, put on as much fat as possible before hibernating for several months. But there are many birds and animals, from dark-eyed juncos to elk, which need to find food year-round. It's normal to feel empathy for their struggle. It may be tempting to leave food out for wildlife to help them through the winter. Unfortunately, our good intentions may actually do serious harm to these animals. Sometimes the food we offer isn't good for them. Bread, for example, can cause ducks and geese to develop diseases associated with malnutrition. Wild mammals like deer and raccoons can quickly lose their fear of humans once they figure out that we offer them food, which can make them more likely to be hit by cars or otherwise be in conflict with us. Adding too much food to an ecosystem can cause wildlife to overpopulate, which leads to more starvation and disease. The best thing one can do for wildlife is to encourage the protection of their natural habitat and food sources. If possible, add native plants to your yard that are their natural food, like wavy thistle, evergreen huckleberry, and deer fern. It's okay to feed songbirds from feeders, but be aware that these can attract other wildlife, especially if you have a suet feeder. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.